The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 393. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, 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 yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up?
And Brian Manjoma.
I am the only one without a camera.
This is very true.
We're on video.
Before we even start, Brett, man, show it off, man, because you're actually on camera tonight. Show it off. What you got, man?
Well, look what I got.
Oh, shit. Steam Deck, boys. Steam Deck, boys. The whole show is going to be about Steam Deck now. We're not talking about nothing else.
Got a brand new case on and everything.
Nice. Ooh, what's that from? Where'd you get that case from?
Amazon.
Ooh.
They got Steam Deck case.
Yeah. Steam Deck case. It got a little extra beef to it. Got a little extra better grip to it. I'm like, man, this thing is fucking comfortable.
Yeah. I thought you had a case for your Steam Deck, Tony.
No, I didn't get one. I'm rocking a Dolo. I got to get one, you know, and a screen protector, all that good stuff, you know. D-Brand has some good stuff I'm looking into, you know.
Oh, D-Brand. I got this thing for like $15. I'm thinking about upgrade. D-Brand has real leather Steam Deck case.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That is the fucking gentleman's shit right there. So I think I'm going to upgrade to a brown leather Steam Deck case.
Sir, do you have a Steam Deck? Good stuff. All right. We're actually not going to have Chris on tonight or the next night. He is having some family over. You know, Chris and his family. So also that also means Barry got to be on duty, bro. You know, in case these motherfuckers come after us, man.
Time to pull that Magnum and make sure the room is all good.
Exactly. All right. Here we go. Oh, I had some stuff turned off. Now we're good. Where the head's at, man? Where the head's at? Is anybody in the chat right now? There we go.
Let me look.
Fergus Mills, the savior of Throwdown. What's going on, man?
Yo, man. Yo, Fergus, you back?
You back, man? You good? You know?
He's back in the New York groove.
Banging in New York groove.
Well, this is interesting. He's been in Korea?
Yeah, for a while, but I don't know if he's back.
Uh-oh. You know, till this day, you could blame movies for this shit. Every time I hear, I was in Korea, I'm like, oh shit. You know, I'm thinking about the war. You know?
There's no war there, man.
Yeah, like, you know, it's because of fucking movies, you know?
There is advanced Japan over there now.
Yeah. No, because I'm thinking about the Korean War, you know, from 1955.
You're thinking it's all like, you know, like, oh, what's that movie? Apocalypse Now and shit. They're going on swift boats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the whole solution I have. It's like every time I hear Dodgers, I think about the Brooklyn Dodgers because, you know, Bugs Bunny cartoons, you know?
Or, MASH. MASH was the Korean War, as I remember.
It was Korea, right?
MASH was the Korean War.
Okay, not Vietnam, right?
Yeah, it was in Vietnam.
All right. What is going on? Who's in the Syrian Air Force? Not a lot of people in the chat tonight. Maybe they forgot we're doing the show tonight.
Yo, man, they all playing these Steam Decks. That's what it is, son.
That's what it is. Yeah, everybody got their Steam Deck. So Adam will finally be getting his next week, it seems like. He got the email. And if
he got the email.
He got the email finally. So we go by usual cadence. It takes about a week, you know. But
it takes about a week for Gaben to pack up your Steam Decks and ship it off himself, right?
Yeah, but
dude, he's a big guy. He doesn't move that fast.
This is true, yeah.
And it's jokes like that are the reason we'll never get Half-Life 3.
Man.
Oh, okay.
Or every time you call Gaben fat, he delays Half-Life 3 a day.
I thought he just couldn't count to three.
That's a possibility, too. Portal would say yes.
All right, man. So this week was one of those weeks, you know. Not much happened. A lot of little things here and there, but we got some stuff to dive into. Hopefully Adam will show up for the skate news because he's the one that's going to go off, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we got to talk about Adam's favorite game, Diablo Immortal.
Immortal?
So
must we?
Yeah. So Mike Ibarra, formerly of Xbox, had some interesting things to say about the game's monetization. You know, he basically said, like, you know, it's okay because it's only affecting a small amount of people. Like, but those small amount of people are the ones you're targeting. You know, he's talking about how addictive the game is and shit. And I'm like,
could you not say the same thing about meth?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Literally that. You know?
Like, we sell meth, but that's okay because it only affects a little bit of people, not everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you guys take on this? I thought it was fucking ridiculous he said that shit. Like, it doesn't affect the vast majority of players. I'm like, obviously, yeah, but you're targeting that small amount. Let's just be honest here.
Yes, they're targeting the whales. They're targeting the people that, you know, essentially, you know, the parents who have kids who they don't watch over their credit card and let the kids go willy-nilly on their credit card. That's what they're doing. People who don't fucking know any better, you know? And you're, you know, I understand what he's saying, but he probably shouldn't have said it.
We're only exploiting people with a problem.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like to me, you know?
That's pretty much it.
Literally what they're talking about is, like, you know, it really only affects the whales in terms of, you know, being hyper expensive. That's not your average player, so you don't really need to worry about it. But that is just corporate speak for, yeah, we really just wring money out of people who either A, actually enjoy our product, or B, have a sort of problem, gambling or otherwise, that we like to exploit for money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's okay because there's only a small amount of people that are affected.
And as long as it's only about a small amount of people.
And it's also that small amount of people that brings in the vast majority of the profits that this game's seeing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, come on, let's call it what it is here. You know, and this is why I'm generally against these type of games, you know. They're just exploitive, you know. What is it? We talked about it last week, right? What is this thing making, like, $45 million so far? Like $1 million a day, basically, you know? That's insane.
I'm sure Microsoft is like, shut up, Mike!
Well, they don't own him anymore.
You know? Oh, no, they will, because it's Activision Blizzard.
Oh, that's... damn, he left and he brought him right back in.
It's like, I try to get out, but they keep on pulling me back in.
Yeah, I mean, when has ever an internal investigation ever been damning to the people investigating their own thing?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like, it's suspicious in there. So it's, yeah, I don't really take that seriously, that investigation that Ibarra was talking about.
We found that our investigation says absolutely nothing. Yeah, and we found nothing. Hire?
Yeah. By the way, exactly. Brett's in Stranger Things right now. Brett's
in the upside down.
Yeah. Cody was rocking the blue, so I was like, all right, I got this.
You know, I like that. I like the contrast, you know. Good stuff.
I would sit both.
You got to play some retro wave for you.
Do I do vaporwave shit all the time? Oh, hold on, I could probably get this better. Give me 1 second.
But that lets you know how, like, into zeitgeist Stranger Things is. I've never seen Stranger Things, but I immediately thought of Stranger Things when I saw that shit. You know?
Because they always use red in there.
Yeah, here we go. We sell addictive product, but it's cool because addicts are only a small percentage. That was me being facetious about it. Yes. You know?
We both simultaneously made facetious tweets on the same day because we were both having some pizza at the Valentino's.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, it was a good time.
Excuse me?
Blizzard boss Mike Ibarra says the predatory monetization specifically designed to promote addiction only exploits a small percentage of Diablo Immortal players, so that's fine. Fucking insane! You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And again, this, but to the shareholders, this is going to justify it, you know? Like, oh, put out more of those games, you know?
Exactly. They're like, hey, you got any more of those, games that takes advantage of those rich whales that we got out there?
How long until they make a Warcraft mobile game, you know?
There probably are.
Of that ilk.
Oh, I'm sure everything is on the table, if it isn't already, you know? Because we don't pay enough attention to those things, right?
Go ahead, Carlos.
I'll probably make 343 make it once the deal goes in.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead. Man, Yeah, Blizzard and all their stuff, it's just been shoddy shit, man. I don't really take them that seriously as a company that much anymore, because they don't really... Ever since they did me dirty with Heroes of the Storm, man, it's been all downhill from there. So this investigation they made, these predatory practices they do with with their games or live service games and mobile games, it's like, I don't really, you know... I'm not surprised that they didn't find quote unquote anything except for a real small minority, but at the end of the day, they're not gonna ruin their bottom line, and they got a deal like you guys mentioned. There's a deal going through at the end of the fiscal year with Microsoft. Microsoft is gonna exploit the shit out of this, and nothing's gonna really change. You know, it's yeah. You know, they're gonna keep doing this. They're gonna, and like Tony mentioned, when Warcraft's going to be next, you know, Overwatch. Hearthstone, all this stuff, you know, it's all on the line, you know, to be exploited. Hearthstone
kind of already is sort of a service.
I
feel like their business aspect for that one doesn't seem nearly as predatory as some of the other things, you know. Then again, who knows?
Yeah, no, like you said, it's all on a table now, you know, so get ready. Mm-hmm. Get ready. Brian, have any thoughts on this?
Nope, don't care.
Fuck them hoes.
I do have a question.
Uh-oh.
And this might be a dumb question.
Okay, well, I'll determine that.
Is Mikey Barr Hispanic?
Hey, that's a good question.
I've never, you know, obviously Ibarra is a Hispanic name. He has a Y out of like some,
that, you know?
Yeah, if you pronounce it like that, and
Ibarra,
and Ibarra, and it's like I've seen pictures of him. He looks of a certain way. So I don't know.
He could be like Ed Boon. He could be like the hidden beaner.
He could be. He could be. That's right. We got to look into that. We got to investigate. Throw it out, investigates. You know,
Of course, Adam is playing. Jumping.
He's playing Gears. He's playing Gears.
Nobody said you should be playing Gears. You should be in here.
Nah, it's my buddies, man. You know Julio.
Manny, I got the buddies, you know, my friend. I haven't talked to him in like 25 years, and he contacted me, and he's like, you want to play Gears? I'm like, let's get
it. We all playing it. What's going on?
The band got back together, and you know,
and
I was playing with
together, and I left Carlos at the wedding.
I left Carlos at the wedding, and you know, I was playing with you know, Dominic 456 and Sugar Tits 545. You know, remember we got the crew back together, and you know, we got to play some Gears.
Mm-hmm. Man, you remember Platano? I was playing with him.
Yo, man, you remember Platano Mangu?
Yo, that's our boy Armando, I man.
I know.
You know.
Oh, and shout out to Big Dan for I don't even, is that a bit? I don't even know what that is.
I'll take it. Whatever it is, I'll take it. You know,
it's a cheer. Cheer.
He gave us something.
He said gotta play some table tennis. Oh yeah, gotta do it.
That's interesting. All right, I moved the skate news a little further down. Maybe Adam will be here by then, you know.
Maybe he'll beat Gears of War in that time.
He is. They got a horde coming. All right, next thing we got to talk about, PlayStation Stars. So basically, this is a reward program for PlayStation gamers. Like, you play games and you get rewards.
Interesting. Sounds like what Adam's got going on right now.
What do you mean?
Adam, well, remember, like, Adam has kept a certain player score on his Xbox right now, and he's essentially making...
Similar. Yeah. Yeah, because Microsoft has had something like this since 2010, apparently. Not exactly like it, but, you know.
They've had it for a while.
But this is like... Because I think with Microsoft, it's like for their entire ecosystem, Microsoft, right? This is specifically for PlayStation gamers, you know? Which is interesting. I'm going to just read some of this stuff. This is from the PlayStation blog. I'm not going to read that bullshit. This is Grace Chen. Today I'm pleased to reveal PlayStation Stars, a brand new loyalty program that celebrates you, the player, for being on this ever-growing gaming journey. PlayStation Stars will be free to join when it launches later this year. Once you become a member, you'll earn rewards by completing a variety of campaigns and activities. Our quote-unquote monthly check-in campaign simply requires you to play any game and receive a reward, while other campaigns require you to win tournaments, earn specific trophies, or even be the first player to platinum a blockbuster title in your local time zone. I don't know about you guys. This sounds like fucking busy work to me.
You know what this is? This was the reward program that they used to have with the PlayStation, one of the apps, where you would you would get a certain amount of trophies, and then you would get, like, a gift card.
Yeah, that was short-lived, wasn't it? You know?
I mean, Adam was messing with that. Again, Adam was messing with that thing before, too. Adam
always does that shit, yeah.
So, yeah.
It says here, all PlayStation Stars members will have the opportunities to earn loyalty points. Points can be redeemed in a catalog that may include PSN wallet funds and select PlayStation Store products. As an additional benefit, PlayStation Plus members enrolled in PlayStation Stars automatically earn points for purchases on PlayStation Store. Yeah, that does sound like what Adam was doing before, doesn't it?
It sounds like the Sony Rewards program that they used to have.
Yeah. I'm going to keep reading this. This is interesting. Also, as part of PlayStation Stars, we are unveiling a new type of reward called quote-unquote digital collectibles. Collectibles are as diverse as our portfolio of products and franchises. This sounds like NFTs.
Sounds like NFTs, but they're not. You can't sell them, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they are digital representations of things that PlayStation fans enjoy, including figurines of beloved and iconic characters from games and other forms of entertainment, as well as cherished devices that tap into Sony's history of innovation. There will always be a new collectible to earn, an ultra rare collectible to strive for, or something surprising to collect for fun. Also, remember our boy, oh my god, I'm forgetting his name now, the guy, you know, the Grim Reaper of gaming. Remember he was promising PlayStation trophies in home, like you actually have physical trophies. Kind of reminds me of that too. You know?
Yeah, it sounds like the PlayStation Home, like in general, like things that you would earn, like whenever you would get a trophy, like at least like a bunch of games they had a connection to it. So like if you got a trophy in Red Dead, you would get like a hat in PlayStation Home or something. So where can you view these supposed virtual items?
That's what I want to know. But yeah, in the modern context, that sounds like. Like NFTs, man.
It sounds like NFTs, but the thing is that you can't, I'm sure you can't sell these things.
No, I know you can't. So, I don't know. Yeah, where would you display these things?
Yeah, where, you know, like, would you just go into a menu and, like, just look at it? I don't know. They should give you some real shit, man. Fucking send me a shirt.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, it's coming in later this year. Like I said, whatever, I don't know. But this sounds like busy work to me, to be honest.
It sounds okay, but I just don't like the fact that it's called a loyalty program.
Yeah, that kind of disturbs me a little bit.
It's like, I mean,
loyalty program has been used in a lot of different things, but it's also a very uncreative name, as modern Sony things are not called anything cool anyway.
Yeah, so anybody going to sign up to it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You know,
we'll see how it works. Usually they do these things and they just support it for a little bit and then they just drop it by the wayside because nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, right.
Toe dip. Toe dip.
Just another one. Toe dip.
Yeah.
It's another one.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to the fans. You know, they're using toe dip in the Discord now, you know.
Yep. Mm. It's a toe dip.
The toe dip. Yeah, it's another one. Like, let's see what happens here, you know, but I don't know. Whatever, can't get excited. I don't know if but in the chat, are you excited about this? What do you think? Let me hear from, you know, the Throwdown fans, because I'm like, I don't have anything against this. It's just like sounds like busy work for nothing.
Again, it's literally what the Sony Rewards program was, with the where they had all of their products connected. So it's like if you bought like a Sony DVD, or if you bought any of their cameras, you just put in the code and then you would get some rewards for it. And then once you fulfilled all those sort of rewards, then those things, then they would give you something. I've actually I think 1 year I managed to get like quite a bit of platinum trophies, and I actually did get like a $25 gift certificate.
Oh wow!
So,
by the way, it was Phil Harrison, our boy. Remember, he promised us that shit.
Yeah, Philly,
the Grim Reaper of gaming.
Grim Reaper of games. Oh, you know it's funny that you know that game, The Quarry.
Yeah.
Stadia game. Former Stadia game.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
They had that as an exclusive, and that was one of the ones that they essentially just put it on everything because, you know, Stadia, baby.
Shout out, by the way, shout out to Mob Hits for the bits. Mob Bits, I'm going to call them now.
Mob Bits.
Shout out to you, brother. Yeah, we're going to talk about that soon, Pig Dan. Hopefully Adam gets here because he's going to go off.
Yeah, he wasn't so happy in our chat when we talked about it a little bit either.
Bullshit, fuck this game. You know, we'll get to that. So yeah, PlayStation Stars, there you go. I guess the biggest news of the week, again, this wasn't a very exciting week, is that Bayonetta 3 is coming out this year. It actually got a trailer and everything. Because remember, I think before this, we just saw, like, a logo, right? Like, isn't that...
They did show a cinematic, but they didn't have any sort of gameplay. I mean, it had some cinematic. Maybe I didn't remember seeing any gameplay, though.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I just remember this being a logo for a long time. But yeah, it's coming out October 28th exclusively with the Nintendo Switch. Which is a damn shame, you know, that this game's going to be relegated to that shitty console. But, it is what it is. Is anybody hype?
Are they still making those things?
Yeah, they do.
I don't know why when we have something better, right, Brett? You know? Steam Deck, boy. Like, if you had Bayonetta on this shit right here, man.
My Steam Deck?
Excuse me? Ironically enough, I actually own Bayonetta 2. I never played it, you know?
Yeah.
Surprised. Well, I mean, maybe I'm not surprised. You just lost interest.
I don't care anymore. My oldest nephew, when he stayed with me a couple years ago, he played it and beat it. So, you know, if you see my Bayonetta time, you know, that's all on him. But, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you got them kids around for, to play the games that you don't want to play.
Yeah, man, he helped me get the Platinum in God of War. He beat the Valkyries for me, you know? And then I had to do the shitty fog stuff. Ugh. But, you know,
yeah, I tried that.
The fog stuff is dumb. I hated that shit, but I did it. So shout out to him. But, yeah, I don't really have anything to say about Bayonetta 3. I know some motherfuckers were hype. That's great. Fantastic. Cool. But it's very difficult getting excited about anything Nintendo. Like, you get this shit on a PC, then we could talk, you know? But, I'm done with Switch, man.
I'm done with you.
Then again, I've been done with it, you know? Oh, hey, but at least it is a AAA game that's coming out this year, you know?
And it's being developed by Platinum, right?
Yeah.
Yep, it's a Platinum game.
Yeah, I mean... shout out to Brian. You'll probably mention Astral Chain is a pretty good Switch game they made. So maybe Bayonetta 3 will be a good one. I'll play it. I mean, I need to use my Switch sometimes.
The thing is for me, it's like I got to play Bayonetta 2, and I don't want to do that. Then again, I got the M Classic, so maybe it'll look nice because Metroid Dread, which is a fantastic game, looked really good on my TV. You know, maybe I'll break out 2 and then get ready for 3 because it is a game. It's not that I'm not excited for the game because I like Bayonetta. I thought that the first game was fantastic. It's just the hardware's the problem for me. You know, it's like I wish it was on something better. You know.
Yeah, I mean, even Metroid when it came out last year, it's a great fucking game, but it looks like shit.
Yeah, rough, man, rough. You know,
obviously relative because you know. Aesthetically, it looks good, but the graphics just...
Not on a 4K.
Yeah, on a 4K TV, like when it gets blown up, yeah, it's no bueno, man.
Yeah, but no, that's good that this game's coming. You know, Nintendo has something, at least.
Gotta have something.
I've heard of the, I guess, I wouldn't say it's controversy, but latest discussion surrounding Bayonetta 3.
Oh, we're going to get to that segue. This game has a, what is it called, Brian? Naive mode or native mode? Or it's naive, right?
I guess. I actually never read the name of it.
Yeah.
I just heard people laughing about it.
Yeah. So basically, it's a, like, for lack of a better term, nudity filter.
All it does is just turns off the you know, when she's, you know, not wearing her clothes and her hair is doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Naive angel mode.
This isn't like a hidden thing. Like Platinum tweeted about it. It's like, hey, you know, when you're playing this game in the living room with a bunch of family around, you may get embarrassed. Turn this on, you know, so they're being cheeky about it. which is kind of fun, you know?
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, if you got options.
Yeah, you got options. Right. Listen, it ain't like Sony, right? They'll just censor that shit outright, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, they're literally, like that. What they did with, what's that game? Was it Devil May Cry, where they covered up one of the characters' butts with a giant like lens flare or something on the PlayStation? Yeah. But then you play it on everything else and it doesn't have it.
Again, I just find it funny how like Sony's censoring like all these like quote unquote anime games, yet you know Last of Us 2 has that scene. You know,
yeah,
kind of interesting how that works.
But it's interesting how that works. Is it's like what if you don't want to watch? What if you don't want to see that? How come Sony doesn't have the turn off the sex scene? If you're feeling a little weird about that sort of stuff,
yeah. So it's like anime sex, no, you know, fake sex, no. But then hyper realistic, detailed graphic sex, go ahead. You know, interesting. But yeah, Bayonetta, there you go. It's coming.
I mean, it's good that at least it allows you to, you know, if you don't feel like seeing that sort of stuff, you know, just like getting rid of the blood in a game, right? Because a lot of games have that too, where you can just turn all the blood off.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's like a game. It's like a game journal setting where, like, if you're heavily offended by the female form, then you can turn it off.
But Brian, what is a female?
I don't know. I'm not a biologist.
Oh, man. All right. Oh, hold on. Biggie Dan. Ooh, what's this? He goes, oh, by the way, guys, definitely check out Emilio's appearance on his Ninja Turtles podcast. He did a great job. It was fantastic hearing him on there. I didn't know how much he did previously. Yeah, man. He's been at it for a long time.
I've been around the bush quite a while. doing lots of different things all over the place.
Yeah, what's the name of that podcast again, mate?
Jesus, I totally forgot about that one.
What's the name of the host, at least?
You
got the name of the host? Damn, you gotta plug your shit, man.
It's easy to do. It's Ben Hooker, and he wrote a bunch of the stuff for a bunch of articles for Inverse Magazine. That I actually did artwork for. So he did. We did one on the history of Wolverine, and we did another one on the Thor Love and Thunder history. I mean, Lady Thor or Jane Foster Thor. What if? And his podcast is called, I think it's Turtle Tracks on SoundCloud.
Nice. Toidles.
Yep, he's apparently this big Turtles fan. Like, well, he didn't record any video of it, but his background is like literally filled with every single bit of Turtles memorabilia you could possibly think of. Hmm. It's insane.
That's fun. All right, so yeah, go make sure you check that out, man. All right, what are we up to now? Oh boy, more controversy in the industry.
Who's controversial?
Yeah. All right. So Ubisoft games get review bombed after they take Assassin's Creed Liberation off of Steam. They delisted it.
Sure.
Yeah, they were delisting a bunch of games, and that was one of them. Like, apparently, if you bought the game, you can still download it, but you never bought the game, you won't have access to it. And I don't understand why. This game doesn't have, like, a multiplayer component or anything, you know?
There's a good chance there might be licensed music in there. Sometimes that's why they'll do that stuff.
I don't get it. I didn't realize this game was a PS Vita exclusive when it first
came out. Oh, yeah, it was.
But, yeah, this goes back to something, Manny, you talk about specifically about why you buy the game's physicals.
I mean, I still like to be able to play the games that I buy. You know, every single time these companies say, oh, yeah, you actually own it. Sony has all this sort of rhetoric data, that you sign, that's written in there that says that you supposedly own it. But they also have it in there that says they can remove it at any point in time. So what's to stop a company from delisting a game and then relisting it and then you don't have it anymore? This is, kind of happened with PlayStation, where some of the games that were that are available currently on their new fancy system, their new fancy subscription service, right? You're not able to re-download those games, like Siphon Filter. That was a PlayStation Plus game theoretically, you should be able to re-download that for free.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, that's the thing. When you go into digital games, you got to kind of understand you don't own those things. You know?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. They don't want you to own it. They never did.
Yeah. So you got to, you know, even on consoles, we're talking about, obviously, you know, on PCs, there's some DRM free stuff. But yeah, consoles, yeah, that shit, you know, you got to make peace with that.
Well, I mean, and okay, there's, you know, there's DRM free stuff, but there's also Steam, you know.
I mean, I'm Steam Bennett, but what else would, like, I think it said 15 games total being delisted. But yeah, most of those, from what I understood, were multiplayer games. So this game is not multiplayer.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Liberation never had a multiplayer aspect to it, but that's, well, I mean, they could be, it could be a multiple different things. Again, it could be the licensed music thing. It could actually be the fact that they're not getting any sort of numbers off of it, and they have to pay some sort of percentage off of it to keep it on the digital stores. We don't know any of these things, do we?
That's pretty disturbing, too, if you think about it. It's like your favorite game could be delisted just because, you know, they can't afford to keep it up, you know?
Yeah, like maybe they're tightening the belts. Right. Maybe, you know, yeah, when they're like, oh, you know, why are we paying this thing when it's not even making any sort of money? I mean, in fact, you know, one thing that nobody talks about, remember when they were going to do that whole, when Sony was going to do that stuff, right? They totally went through and got rid of delisted a bunch of games.
Yeah, they did. It says here Ubisoft unlisted 15 games. I wonder what that, pretty sure that list is out there. And this game eventually came out physical, I believe, because it was digital originally. I could be wrong about that.
No, Assassin's Creed Liberation? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It was physical. It was an actual physical game. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
It was that other Assassin's Creed game, the side scroller. That one was never released on an actual, you know, physically.
Yeah, the side scrollers. Actually, there were three of them. I wonder, they probably put them in a package together or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised. They were all right. I played one of them. I think it was the China one I played.
Yeah.
I know there's a China one. There's a Russian one. And there was another one. But yeah, you know, but it's just funny how like gamers make their voices heard by review bombing games.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy. All right. So that happened. What else happened? I wish Chris was here for this one, man. So GameStop's NFT marketplace earned just $45,000 on day one. It was an epic fail. Epic fail. You know? I don't know why the hell the companies, you know, are trying to keep pushing this stuff when it's like, gamers don't want this shit. You know? Again, it's just they see what's going on with the NFTs in other sectors. They're like, oh, we gotta do this in gaming. But it's like, gamers have unequivocally said no to this stuff. You know?
Yeah. NFT has become the joke of digital items.
Yeah, and it's this specific thing is kind of interesting because remember GameStop laid off a bunch of employees, including a bunch of people at Game Informer. Yet they kept the NFT division around, which was only formed a few months ago, from what I understand.
What is it? It's just one guy, creating an account on an NFT site.
Yeah, it's like a small team.
I mean, also, it has been proven to be a way to launder money.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this thing, I mean, I don't know how much money is made total, but pretty clear. Again, this is a desperation thing from GameStop. Like, yeah, GameStop. It's like, you guys, they got artificially inflated. It was 2 years ago, right, Carlos? It wasn't last year. It was the year before that, right?
It was 2020.
2020, yeah. That's, you know, they got artificially inflated.
2021.
I was like, hold on, when did that happen? Time compressed now because
what is time?
Yeah, so like, because obviously we already knew what was going to happen with GameStop. That whole stock craziness, you know, inflated it, but now things are coming back down. The whole economy's all fucked up right now anyway. And these guys are just getting desperate, but it ain't gonna work, you know. GameStop, your days are numbered. Also, I heard. I actually posted about this. Not heard. He posted it to, you know, our boy Itagaki, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He is now getting into NFT space, Web 3.0, whatever the fuck they're calling it. You know, like, here we go. Itagaki, what is you doing?
Itagaki's like, man, I need some money.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wants to make my games anymore.
Yeah, I mean, doing NFTs doesn't really take that much effort. It's like the GameStop people probably spent, I don't know, like $1,000 in in time just to do this. So it doesn't really take that way. Just one dude can create an NFT.
If that's the case, they're very profitable then. If that's the case, right? Shit.
But here's the funky thing, though. Like, who, like, you know, what does GameStop have to offer that would be, you know, NFT worthy? They would have to make their whole business depends on other, you know, like selling products from other companies.
Wow, I'm looking at the NFT they launched surprisingly earlier this year. This looks terrible. It's just like a generic kind of Game Boy looking thing, and on the screen it says "Power to the Players."
Yeah. So what is it like? They're all they do is just offer generic images. Who wants that?
Maybe people like them if they're monkeys, right?
I don't know. Like, you know, they don't have GameStop doesn't have an actual property.
Yeah, so right here, I'm looking at showing it. Meat Boy, Carlos, you see that one too?
No, I don't see a Meat Boy, but what this is looking like, I'm looking at it right now, it seems like it's like a T-Bubble, or what's that, the sites that, you know, you get like art and shit from creators.
Redbubble,
like sometimes they steal it, that's what this site looks like. It looks like it's just user created art that gets submitted as NFTs.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm clicking on this NFT and it says, I think it's made by different people. Yeah, yeah. Created as a creator, League of Veterans. Like there's this NFT, and then I'm going over here. Yeah. So it looks like it's just a marketplace where people are submitting their NFTs and are creating their own NFTs using their art or whatever, quote unquote, and they're just selling there. And I guess GameStop gets a cut of all the sales, kind of like a Redbubble.
Mm.
Yeah. So okay. So it doesn't look like they're even doing. They just created a site and partnered with a site that does NFTs and just threw on all this shit. Yeah, this is pretty dumb.
Yeah, this is stupid. The site I'm looking at, you know, they have this like NFT. It's like Meat Boy, plus he's like a Game Boy looking thing. I'm like, I could just right click and save, and I don't have to pay for this shit. Like, and I don't know, this whole thing is fucking stupid. I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole again. It's dumb. All right, sorry, Adam, missed out. We gotta talk about it though. Skate 4 will be a live service free-to-play game.
Oh, man.
They're fucking it up.
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, man, Skate's coming back, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, wah, wah, free-to-play.
Free-to-play garbage live fest. Service. Here we go. You know, going back to the original story, we kicked things off with, like, you know who they're going to be targeting with this shit.
Uh-huh. Baby searching for whales.
Yeah, oh my God. You know what they're like? Oh, buy the left tire. You know, buy the right tire. It's like, what are we doing here? You know? So let's see. So what does it say here? It's just called Skate now. It's not even called Skate 4. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
No, I was about to say, like, it could be like a lot worse. They could be charging you like $18 a month for heated seats.
Oh, man. Yo.
The fuck's that about? I have no idea.
Wait, who's doing that? I read about that. Who's doing that shit?
I think it's BMW or something. BMW, stupid.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's a subscription for that, right? It's for like heated seats. Is that supposed to be a fucking feature of cars?
Like, when did microtransactions turn into like the real world? Like, it's weird.
Oh my God, are they gonna gamify it too? You know,
it's like it's my guess. Why can't you just keep the heat on?
It's insane. Let me read it. Full Circle, I guess that's the developer of Skate, intends for Skate to be a community-driven game with a world constantly evolving. Thanks to player creativity, and Full Circle believes that a fair free-to-play model is a natural evolution of the beloved skateboarding game franchise. Really? Do we buy that shit?
No.
They're so full of it, you know?
They're like, we don't know how... We just made a create a skate park mode that we'll just let everybody else make the skate park.
So it's gonna have some things called collabo zones where players can collaboratively build. What gives a shit?
And that you can collaboratively build, and then you have to pay for more space if you want to make a giant, a bigger park, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Game Rant, but I have to disagree with this assessment.
Game Rant?
Yeah. The writer says Skate, you know, the new game, is shaping up to be a worthy successor to the long dormant franchise. I don't know about that, bro. With all due respect,
What is he talking about? A worthy successor? How is that a successor?
This sounds terrible. I'm not even a Skate fan. And I'm offended by this shit. You know? Yeah. And the developer saying that this is all based on respect, trust, and transparency. You missed me with that BS.
The respect, trust, and transparency. Yeah.
We're gonna milk all your money. You know.
Watch all that happen. Watch all that go out the window when they try to sell you a bunch of virtual clothing for your character, or the cut off half the half the creator mode and lock it to everything that you know, things that you have to buy.
For some reason I'm imagining, what if hip hop gamers in this game? You know, get the belt. Soon our hip hop gamer, we'll see what happens, if you know what I mean. Episode 400. I'll just throw that out there, you know. But yeah, this is stupid. This is gonna be dumb. When is this shit supposed to be coming?
They haven't had a.
It's still in development. So no.
They said that you can sign up for the last week when they had their big announcement. You could essentially sign up for the beta. I'm like, why would you need to sign up for a beta? Because this is before they said it was any online aspects to it. They're like, okay, why would you need to sign up for a beta? Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. That's how they get you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I remember Adam said that, you know, he's like, oh, now Tony Hawk's going to come in and save the day.
Oh, is he going to go to his old boys at Activision?
Maybe, right? I think he's going to come save the day by not having it be a free-to-play live service game.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these companies, they just see, you know, the money that the few games that are successful at this make, and they want that pie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get bullshit like this. But, you know, it is what it is, man. All right, so that happened. Oh, some good news.
What?
Shredder's Revenge, one of our favorite games, has sold over 1 million copies, which is very cool, you know? And again, because it's a Turtles game people want.
Yep. And that's with it coming out on Game Pass, too, so...
Yeah, although I heard some people saying, oh, this game would have sold more if it wasn't on Game Pass. How do you know that?
No, it definitely would have sold more. All it needs is one more to sell more.
That is true. You know, that is true. But, yeah, you're right. Look, Game Pass game and still sold gangbusters. So, you know, you can miss me with that bullshit, too. That's just a fun game to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I know Adam liked it, too. And on Steam Deck,
did you play it on the Steam Deck?
I did.
Oh. Got it, you know. I got my Steam Deck. I got my Turtles. And then I got some pizza. And, you know, gotta have some.
The interesting thing is I couldn't play it on Steam Deck before the game launched because it wasn't compatible with it. Like, when the game launched, you know, they released a patch, and then it was compatible with it, you know, because I got the game for a review and all that.
Nice.
Me and the homie Jeffrey from PC Mag, we blasted through. I came in 2 hours, you know. Good stuff. And then, of course, we got the Cowabunga collection coming soon. So
yep.
a lot of turtlings going on this year.
Konami's having some sort of announcement at Comic-Con coming up, so...
Comic-Con is next week, right?
Yep.
I almost forgot about that. By the way, Comic-Con's back.
Yep.
So you know who's not going to be at Comic-Con this year?
Me?
Barry Burton?
No, Omni Comics. Oni Comics, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, we don't need to get into that, but that's some ugly... It's comic book industry, man. I don't know.
It doesn't surprise me, you know? That's the way the comic industry is slowly but surely just folding in on itself.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, there's a lot of alternatives and it's, the industry hasn't grown. And that's all it is, plain and simple.
Well, you know, not to say too much, but I'm just going to say Mr. Milo here is doing a little bit better for himself that he's transitioned to gaming work. You know, just saying that. Just like I'm doing better for myself than when I left game journalism. You know what I'm saying? Got to go where the pastures are, man. Greener pastures. But anyway, but Ninja Turtles, good stuff. I still want to try to get at least six of us together to play this game somehow. I wish it was cross like platform. That would be great. But you could only be on one, right?
Yeah, you could. No, there's a cross platform between Xbox and PC.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Everybody plays with PC, but nobody plays with each other. You know?
Like yes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Like, well, wait. What about Switch and Xbox?
I don't think Switch and Xbox.
They're kind of nice with each other. You know?
I don't think the crossplay works with them.
Yeah. So it's just it only goes in one direction to PC, not to. Yeah. That's kind of
and
annoying.
Xbox and PC are the only ones that can do it. And I think the Switch. No, I think the Xbox and the PC are the only ones that can do six players.
Oh, okay. All six. That's right. Yeah. Barry Burton, hashtag boycott NYCC. Maybe you'll actually do it this year. I'm not going, you know. I'm like, I don't cover that anyway. Manny didn't get invited.
They don't want me this year, so I'm not going to be at NYCC anyway. So I might go see Wasp instead.
Oh, the Wasp too, or
whatever. No Wasp, like the band, like
you the band. Get nice. To run in hand.
Yeah, those nice. Guys. They're actually playing the weekend of New York Comic Con. I was looking at my the theater over here. I was looking at all the different concerts. I think I have another concert coming up. Nice. But yeah, they're going to be they're going to be having Wasp. So I'm like, I want to see some Wasp.
You should see some Wasp. Blackie Lawless, man.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, good stuff. All right. Last story of the night. Told you, man. And we didn't have Adam here. He would have kept this shit going, you know.
I do have Steve Vai coming up. Sorry.
Oh, nice. This one's a little bit of a celebratory thing. Again, I wish Adam was here because you both you guys have a story, you know, similar story here. Metal Gear series, 35 years old.
Yep. The original Metal Gear for the MSX has turned 35 years old. Yeah, crazy stuff. Unfortunate that you can't play any of them.
Oh,
unless
really?
You have. Yeah. All of the games have been pulled off all the stores.
Man,
so it's not. I don't think it's on Xbox right now. The only game that you can play right now that's a Metal Gear game is Metal Gear Rising: Revengeance.
Played that on Steam Deck too. But Manny, why don't you tell us how you got into Metal Gear? Because you were there with this game from the beginning.
Oh yeah, I mean I played the Nintendo version, not the MSX version. But yeah, me and Adam, we were both loved that game. We used to, you know, back in the old days when you used to go visit people, and you used to trade. We used to trade off. We actually finished off a couple of games that way where we're like, you know, at least for Metal Gear, they used to come with this giant map. So, you know, one person would man the map and see what was in the level, and then the other person would play. When you die, you make sure you got to keep the code, and then you write the code back in, then you go back in, and, you know, come back in with the, you know, and we get it through. And, you know, we both played, and then we both beat it. So it was a lot of fun, and, you know. He was the first one to like, yo, there's this game that it's like this really awesome, like hide and seek sort of like stealth game, you know? And I played it at his place like first, and I was like, man, this game is cool. I want to have this. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because I remember when Metal Gear Solid was coming out, you said you were like one of the only people that actually played the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what happened with Metal Gear franchise is that they made a sequel to Metal Gear. You know, because Metal Gear actually did very well in the States when it came out.
Yeah.
So, on the Nintendo. So, they made a sequel, but that's where that whole story comes from, where the guy who was making the sequel, you know, for the Nintendo was like, hey, listen, Kojima, you should really make a sequel, because this thing is pretty cool, and it's doing really well. And that's when he made Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake for the MSX, but he never came out in the States. And Snake's Revenge is not a very good game.
Yeah, that's the one. It was made by America, right? Like the Western developer?
No, it was made by Japanese. Okay, but it's just.
But not the same team. Yeah.
No, it was the same team that did the port of the original of Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah.
Metal Gear 1. But, you know, obviously they didn't have anything to base it off of, so they just made up their own sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's what sort of killed the franchise on the Nintendo. And pretty much until the future, until Metal Gear Solid came out in 1998. And I remember, you know, me and Adam were always like, man, they need to make a new one. And who? Little did we know that they did actually make a new one, and it was made by the original creator, but they never, it never came out in the States.
Yeah,
that's how, you know, nowadays information about games coming out in other countries is all readily available. You don't need to go that far. You can go to Famitsu's site and see what's coming out in Japan. Unlike back in the old days, you were literally beholden to whoever was covering it, and a lot of times they weren't covering anything that wasn't here in the States. So there you go.
Yeah, no, that's how it was back then. Like, you just didn't know because there was no internet.
There was, I mean, 98, you know, was
98 there was, but it was still not
there. Yeah, it was starting to get like by 97, 98, it's when it sort of became more prevalent between, you know, regular consumers. You didn't need to be a person that had a lot of money to do it. I mean, you know, our buddy Mike was probably one of the first people to have internet that
That's
we
right,
knew.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew that. But like in the early and mid 90s, like, all you had was EGM, basically.
Yeah, you had EGM, Game Pro, or Game. Game Fan, and, you know, the plate of the PlayStation magazine, the one that was the unofficial one.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but so, yeah, that's all you had. So you didn't, like, even the release dates were all nebulous too.
Yeah. Although, like, it could be a little frustrating sometimes when you see something cool coming out of Japan and, you know, it ain't coming to America for a while. You know, like,
I'm
watching this Ultraman shit. I'm like, are we going to get that? You know? Because it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it can be a little bit frustrating, but, you know, there's always, you know, ways to see these things.
This is true. But then, no, you're right about that, because, like, remember EGMs, going back to EGM, they were talking about the Street Fighter animated movie, and we were like, okay, we know how to get that.
We got to see, I mean, granted, we got to see this nasty, like 100th generation copy of it. I remember when it finally came out, like, we're like, oh shit, you can actually see, you know, because I remember, like, the biggest thing that we saw at the time was, like, Akuma was sitting in the background of the thing. I'm like, man, is that Akuma? And it's all blurry and shit.
Yeah, you couldn't see anything, you know? Yeah, yeah. But then when it actually came out, it's like, oh shit, it is Akuma.
It actually is Akuma.
Yeah, good time. That's the shit we had to deal with. Your grandparents had to deal with. By the way, you see that fucking tweet by that girl? She was like, can elderly gamers 26 plus tell, you know, answer this? We're like, 26 is elderly now? What the fuck?
Come on, what are you
like? What are you talking about? You know,
well, there's a whole other generation of people that literally remember when video games were created.
Yeah. Ironically enough, though, Manny, you and I are actually old enough to be grandfathers, you know?
I mean, some people have had kids that are, you know, that have had kids already.
You know, if our daughter had kids when she wasn't supposed to, if you know what I'm saying. It's crazy, man, you know? It reminds me of a Bernie Mac story, like whatever, what happened to Big Mama? Big Mama ain't around anymore. What is she, like, 45? Oh, man. All right, that's going to do it for the news. So let us transition into what we have been playing lately. The question is, has anybody been playing anything lately? I haven't played shit.
I mean, I would say I'm still playing something, but haven't actually played it.
Uh-oh.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I actually did get that trophy that I thought was glitched. So now all I need to do is just a bunch of combat trophies to finish off the game. So I can get that platinum any minute now. Yeah,
get that platinum. All right. I'm just leaving it open now. Has anybody been playing any games lately?
I played Fall Guys on Tuesday.
Oh, is that because that Chapulín Colorado in there?
I wish it was, but like a couple of friends that when we want to talk and stuff, like, we just play Fall Guys, like, as a background.
That's cool.
So we did that, and I did want to get that skin, but I didn't want to pay fucking $8 for it. Oh, fuck, so I'm like, nah, I'm good,
man.
So,
you didn't get a Mexican discount, bro?
Yeah, I know, right? it's ridiculous, man. But that's, like, just played Fall Guys.
But you should, like, show your, like, you know, your Mexican card, man, and be like, yo, homie, this is my peoples. Why I gotta pay for this?
Exactly. It's like you're using my culture for money. Hook it up.
You know.
So I just played Fall Guys. And I told Riku this earlier today. That, yo, what up?
What
I'm gonna.
Yo, what up?
I'm gonna be playing Legend of Heroes: Trails in the Sky, second chapter this weekend. On the Steam Deck. I already tested it out. It runs. It looks good. So I should be good to go. And I started like 2 years ago or a year ago or something like that after I beat the first game. But then I just stopped and never got back to it. So hopefully I don't get too lost, but shouldn't be that bad. But yeah, should be playing that soon.
Yo, man, you playing games?
Playing games, man. For once in my life.
Yo, man, they pulled you back in. Brian, have you been playing anything lately?
I've not been playing much, but I have a question for Carlos.
Uh-oh.
And Carlos not, kind of knows the question. Okay.
Cool. Not yet, yeah.
You have time to play Fall Guys and stuff, but not yet.
So 2 weekends ago, I binged Stranger Things. Last weekend, I worked a ton and watched like 2 episodes of The Boys season 2, because that's where I left off. I left in season 2.
Yeah.
The Boys. And
Adam Du Bois.
You know, you got The Boys and you know they got the goodies and
okay. I can't be too mad.
Oh.
But so Brian, when we talk, I think it was last Sunday when we're talking about superhero live action fatigue, mm-hmm. that's why I immediately did the caveat for The Boys, because that's actually something that I am watching and I'm looking forward to. It's really good, man. You know, there's a lot of shitty TV out there, but there's also a lot of good TV. Stranger Things was a great season. Season 4, I'm surprised how they stepped up their game. It feels like I watched a whole bunch of like really good movies. And The Boys, you know, everyone's talking about season 3. I'm not even past season 2 yet, so I'm looking forward to getting there. And a lot of people hyping up Better Call Saul, which is a show that a lot of people are enjoying, and it's about to end, and hopefully I'll catch up sometime, because I watched episode 1 like when the day came out, and I stopped from there, so got a lot of catching up to do.
They've been hyping that show. Like, everybody keeps saying it's
For years.
Yeah, for years. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I always hear about that. Apparently, it's as good or better than Breaking Bad. I'm like, ooh, that's pretty hardcore stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people swear by that show. Yep.
Yeah, what is it, TV Down, you know?
Was it TV Down?
Yeah. No, but speaking about that, I actually did, because I saw a promo for that, I call it that show Adam watches, but he watches everything, For All Mankind. I was like, wait, motherfuckers are on Mars? I got to stop watch this show. And you know me, I don't binge watch shit. I binge watched the fuck out of season 1, man, over the last
weekend. Oh, is it good?
It's really fucking good. There's a couple of things that happen that I don't like. How do I phrase this? There are certain things this show does that are the reason I stopped watching a lot of modern shows. But thankfully, it's not too bad. If you know what I'm getting at, Carla, I'll tell you more off air, you know? But the main shit, fucking good. Solid sci-fi, you know? And the premise is like, basically, it's like, what if the Russians got to the moon first? And that kind of makes America start moving ahead. So, yeah, the seasons are kind of broken up by decades. So, first season was the 70s. Next season is the 80s. And the current season, which I believe the season finale is coming up soon, is the 90s. So, and it's all alternate history stuff. Really cool. Really cool. But the science is grounded. It's not like crazy science, you know?
Yeah.
It's all things we could have done if we had the will to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when I saw that promo for season 3, it's like, dudes on Mars in the 90s. I'm like, okay, I need to watch this show. This is interesting. You know, because we could have done that. We've had the technology for a long time. It's just, you know, politics and all this bullshit gets in the way, you know?
Yo, man, if JFK was the president of the 80s and said, we are going to Mars.
Yeah, right, man. Yeah, no, but you'll like it, Carlos, you specifically, because you're a history guy, and you'll like the different takes on it, you know? Like, you'll see what happens with the Korean War and this. You see what presidents last longer, which ones actually come in that were never presidents. You know, I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool, you know?
I saw your buddy Paris Lilly talking about it, Tom, and a couple of other people. So I'm like, oh, I guess, you know, this is a show in demand.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know how it goes, man. Like, me hyping shit up, motherfucker started watching it. I'm an influencer, you know?
Oh, yeah. Man, you influencing people?
I guess I am. How many of those?
Oh, man, you got to influence some people to give us some money, son.
Yeah, right about that. How about that, you know? But I probably will be playing Multiversus. I had to review it eventually. You know, the DC's version of Smash Brothers, which I wasn't particularly a fan of just because I don't like those games. But I will be reviewing it eventually. I think the beta is what I'm going to be reviewing, you know?
The beta's out right now.
Yeah, the beta's out right now. So I'll give you my impression of that soon, you know? So be on the lookout for that. Among other things your boy's working on, you know? Anyway, we're talking about games. Brett, are you playing anything? He may not be around right now. There he is.
No, I'm right here. I was just on mute. It took me a second.
All good.
I'm tooling around on my Steam Deck. I haven't had it. I just got it yesterday.
Yeah.
So I haven't really had it long enough to do a lot. I played Aperture Desk Job, which everybody who gets a Steam Deck should play if none of you guys have. It's basically the Astro's playroom of the deck. It familiarizes you with the deck and all of the things that it does. So
what's the name of this thing?
It's kind of a nice... Aperture Desk Job.
Yeah, it's essentially sort of a sequel to or prequel to Portal.
Aperture, yeah, it's in the Portal universe.
Yeah,
yeah, you're working for Aperture and you're assembly line.
That's
it's funny because it was originally like a VR game because it's a as I remember it was a VR game, but I guess they also made a like a Steam Deck compatible version of it as well.
Oh, well, it works pretty well. Of you know, like I didn't realize. I was wondering. I was like, does this thing have a microphone? And then halfway through, it's please input your name verbally and then sign your name. You're like, okay, so it's telling me it's a microphone and a touch screen. Okay, that's cool. I like how it does.
Pretty cool.
Oh, it's a free game.
Doesn't it also not put at any point put your real name in at all? It does a horrible job of it on purpose.
Yeah. It's cheeky. It's cheeky like any Portal-esque thing would. Makes me really want Portal 3.
It's got your favorite guy in it. Cave Johnson.
Dude, yes. Oh, God.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Chancleta Mangu. Yo, Mardo, we gave you a shout-out earlier, brother. Good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Even though we're about to wrap up soon, you know. Steam Deck. Boy, look at this fucking go. Yeah,
I'm on Steam Deck. You know? Seems like you're in the future right there with that fancy device.
That any of y'all want to build a Viking village in Valheim?
Okay. That's a
dumb. You know, no, Valheim's it's a big game, and it's optimized for the Steam Deck. I don't know much about it other than it's Vikings. Fuck yeah. It's open world. Tony won't necessarily like that, but there is a point. You're supposed to open 8 portals and defeat 8 bosses. Something like that.
Hmm.
I thought I heard you talking about this game before.
It's big on the deck. Right there when you open the deck and it says great for Steam Deck. It's one of the top 10 titles that it shuffles through.
Here we go. Aperture Hand Lab. I'm going to download that shit.
Aperture Hand Lab? The fuck are you talking about? It's Desk Job.
What the hell is this Hand Lab shit?
I have no fucking clue, man.
You're doing?
I have Aperture Hand Lab, Aperture Salt Mines. Oh, these are mods. Aperture Hand Lab is something real, apparently. There it is. There's a Desk Job. Download this shit. Wait, do I already have it installed?
Probably do.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, there we go.
It installed. Here's a shout-out I got to give to Steam Deck, right? I downloaded a 5-gig game in 32 seconds.
Nice.
The network card of this thing is fucking tits. That was just wireless, that too. That wasn't even plugged in or anything. This thing just fucking boom, game's done.
Yeah, no.
Try sitting on the PlayStation.
Like I said, this shit is magic, man.
Can we just reiterate just how Steam just schooled like NVIDIA, AMD, Sony, Microsoft, on how to release tech hardware in the current year, and it was pretty much seamless. It's terrifying.
No, Brian, it's not current year. I pre-ordered this shit a year ago. So technically, if it's current year, they will look in the future. Good job.
Well, then even now, it's like you can still just go on there, and then they'll say, hey, you can buy another one, and we estimate it'll be around this time of year. It's like, But what?
unlike PlayStation, where they're like, "Hey, we're randomly having a get online to buy yourself a new PlayStation 5."
No, we're like, send an email, maybe or not. Who knows? Maybe. I don't know.
I love how Valve was like, "Oh, by the way, we're going to ramp up shipments of this thing," and then literally all of us got it within a week. It's like the rest is crazy. You know?
They're like, man, the ships are moving faster, so you're gonna get your shit faster.
Yeah, we got those shits.
Yeah, when they said they're gonna up production, they were not fucking around.
Yeah, that's when like everybody on Twitter was like, "Oh shit, I got mines." You know?
Yeah.
You know what? Dude. You know what I just noticed on the Steam Deck, and obviously this is, I should have noticed this earlier, but
Abin's phone number.
Well, not only that, I was playing a game. I press the Steam button. I go to my library and I go to the store and the game's still running in the background.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's magic. You
know? It has a spend game feature.
Do you believe in magic?
I wonder what like future iterations are going to be like the Steam Deck 2 and 3 and shit.
See Valve, see what happens when you actually make your own hardware as opposed to doing bullshit that you did before?
Like the Steam machines?
Yep.
Tony, and just to like adjust your thinking, you mean just the Steam Deck 2? Steam Deck 3 will never exist.
This is very true. This is very true. Steam Deck 2.1, 2.2, 2.4.
Maybe Gabe is like, you know, afraid of the number 3. You know, like people have weird fears.
I don't. No, no. Hold on. Steam Deck is running Steam OS version 3.
Uh
oh.
Did it finally happen?
We might have crossed the threshold, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. This shit will show up. Fucking toilets, man.
Hey, guys! Whoa!
Pizza power!
One thing they need to do is they need to resolve the whole Game Pass stuff. Because I still don't know how that works.
It's a little weird right now. Microsoft, like, put out a workaround, but you got to do some Adam type stuff. Yeah,
yep.
More than I'm comfortable with necessarily. So, but they're working on making like a downloadable package.
Come on, Microsoft, you can do it.
Yeah, again,
they do have step by step instructions. It just feels like, here's the weird thing that I thought about reading this while reading this too. I was like, fuck, man. On anything else, this would be like, I feel like I'm jailbreaking this shit. Even like with the Vita or the PSP, right? When you kind of broke that shit open, you didn't technically break it open to jailbreak it. You just kind of fucked with the software and glitched it out and then did your own thing. Steam Deck's like, have at it, man. What, really? So I could like just, so basically what you do, and the problem with that is it makes it very kind of PC in the sense that like,
yeah, it is a miniature PC. That's
really, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like you can easily tread the water, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So basically, you open up, you go into desktop mode, and then you open up the beta version of Microsoft's web browser, and then you go in and do some file configuration to bind the URL to that, and then you install that as a non-standard game so that you can then open it from your library theme game recorded, and you launch the browser and URL directly.
Yeah, I feel like right now, We're all in Namek, you know. We're Gohan and Krillin and Bulma and Adam is Goku, you know, flying and training in like zero G, or like all the training he's doing. He's gonna Namek.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. He's gonna lay me like, yo, you gotta do this. Okay, then what, you gotta do this? You gotta go to the second top of this.
Yeah, no. When Adam gets it, forget about it. It's over. You know. We're all going to become gods, Steam gods.
Yes, gods.
All right, man, good stuff. So, yeah, that's a wrap for us, man. Do we have anything to plug around here?
I guess I'll do one more for Inverse Magazine. So, yes, last week was the week before? I don't know. Inverse Magazine did a special. Well, it was probably last week because Love and Thunder came out last week. Anyway, Inverse did a special, a Viking special, on their website, where a bunch of articles are all Viking themed. I drew three illustrations for them. One about the I can't remember the Heimroll, the chess game, essentially the game that got killed by chess. Was a pretty interesting sort of a history of that game.
You mean checkers?
No, it's not checkers. It's called Hein. I can't remember. It says something with an H, the silent H or something like that. Anyway, There's that. There's also the a history, the oral history of Jane Foster Thor, which where she originally that version of Thor came from, or Jane with the power of Thor from the What If comic, which was What If number 10, written by the host of the podcast I mentioned, which was Turtle Turtle Tracks. And then the last one was about a recent archaeological find of a female Viking warrior. So they found her with all kinds of, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. It was a very interesting read. And yeah, so if you go to Inverse Magazine, go to the Viking issue, you'll find all those on there.
Maybe when you were trying to pronounce that thing, just reminded me of Spaceballs. Like, he's looking at the, you know, Mel Brooks looking at him. And I was like, oh, can you translate it? No, I'm clearing my throat because it sounded like he's speaking Yiddish.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can actually translate it. No, I'm clearing my throat. Oh, man, what a great
one,
movie.
Two, three, four, five. What kind of idiot has that? It's nothing the code an idiot would have on their luggage.
This is something I have in my luggage.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah. Wise men, wise guys, you mean. I go with that movie all night. You idiots, you caught their stunt doubles. All right, man. But half our audience don't even know what Spaceballs is.
Yeah, see, well, no, Spaceballs is a lot more more well-known than Young Frankenstein. That's
That is true.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, you know, because it's a riff on Star Wars. That makes sense. You know?
The riff on Star Wars.
She's gone from suck to blow. Oh, man. Anyway, you can follow Throw It Out on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors will always happen. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throw Down Show. That's two words. Throw Down Show. ThrowDownShow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Team Deck Boys.
And Brian Manjoma.
I might be entering the Ripperverse.
Oh, we got to talk about that afterwards, man. All right, people, we will see you on the flip side later.
Curses.
Yo, man, we caught up to the Euro.